أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلا تحسبن الله مخلف وعده رسله إن الله عزيز ذو انتقام. يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات وبرزوا لله الواحد القهار. وترى المجرمين يومئذ مقرنين في الأصفاد سرابيلهم من قطران وتخشى وجوههم النار. ليجزي الله كل نفس ما كسبت إن الله سريع الحساب. هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب. In 46, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ. He speaks about the non-believers and how they plotted against the prophets, against the righteous people. And they devised their plot. Makr. Makr means plotting, conspiring. They devised their plot. But their plot lies with God, meaning it's under control. They are plotting, preparing to attack, to destroy, to hurt. But God is in control. God knows what they are doing. It's under the radar, but their plot lies with God. وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَقْرُهُمْ. Attempt to alter the truth, at the end they will fail. At the end they will fail. It cannot go through because there is a superpower above them there. Superpower is sitting and watching and observing and preparing himself to combat the evil plotting of the disbelievers. And then we go to 47. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُولَهُ. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ. Do not suppose, do not assume in any way. رُسُولَهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ. Many people ask, okay, where is victory? Where is victory for believers, for the oppressed, for those who have been wronged? Where is the relief? Where is salvation? Where is success? Where is God's promise? Nowadays we see nothing but dictators, arrogants are in charge, hurting, threatening, exploiting. Where is God's promise? Why it doesn't materialize? God says here, do not assume that God fails you in his promise. God's promise is always true. God never broke his promise, not even a single time. He's not a breaker of a promise. Intrinsically, it is intrinsic to divine will and divine law that God keeps his promise. He never breaks his promise. Sometimes there is delay, yes. Sometimes Nasr, triumph, victory, relief does not come for many days, many weeks, many months and many years too. But that does not mean that God is unable or God changed his mind or God broke his promise or he cannot keep his promise. God does keep his promise. It is intrinsic to his divine nature. Okay, then in 48, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. On that day, what day? On the final day. Final day where the day of judgment begins. This earth has to come to termination, to end. No more earth. No more the earth that we know. It changes. On that day, the earth shall be changed into other than the earth. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. Not the earth that you know. I was reading a report from New York City during this pandemic. Someone who left New York City during the pandemic, ran away. He said, "When I come back to New York City, I will find a different city, not the same New York that I used to and I lived in for so many decades. Different city." Can you imagine? Pandemic changes the whole city. God now says, this is not just a pandemic. This is a total cosmic destruction. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. The earth shall be changed into other than the earth, this current earth. And the heavens too. وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. What day is that? When they will appear and stand before God. الواحد, the one, القهار, the paramount, the only Lord, the irresistible, القهار, the only victorious Lord, the only superpower in this universe. So this speaks about the overturning of the cosmos order in this universe. There are many other chapters, especially the Meccans, who used to forewarn the people of Mecca. Meccan chapters, Surah Al-Makkiyah, such as chapter 81, chapter 82, Surah Al-Takwir, Surah Al-Infitar, speak about a revolution, complete revolution in the cosmic order. Surah Al-Takwir, which is enfolding. Takwir means enfolding, the enfolding. إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ انْكَدَرَتْ. When the sun enfolded, when the stars fade away, everything is going to change. In Surah Al-Infitar, the cleaving asunder, which is chapter 22 in the Quran, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. When the sky is cleft asunder, and when the stars are dispersed. These things are going to happen to the seas, to the mountains, to the sky, to the land, to every structure. Every structure is going to be leveled. The earth is a different earth. There are no more inhabitants. No one can survive. The real Armageddon. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضِ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ. How old is the earth now? Some say 5 billion years. How old is man on earth? Some say 6,000 years. Some say 10,000 years. Okay? But it has a term, a limit. And that is going to end. That is going to end. This is a promise of God. Because we don't need the earth anymore. We are being transferred into another place. Now, there is a long discussion around heaven and hell. Where are they? Are they on this lower earth or they are somewhere else? There is a long discussion. However, wherever they are, the earth is not going to be the same. Your house, your apartment, your building, your skyscrapers is not going to stand that powerful earthquake. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Everything is going to change. And then we go to 49, and God speaks about in 49 and 50 about how we going and the criminals, the wrongdoers, the arrogants are going to appear before him on that day. Those who did not succumb, those who did not believe, those who insisted on their falsehood. And there are some people who really insist on their falsehood. They don't learn lessons. They don't listen to anyone. They don't even listen to their advisors, to their people. They don't listen. See what God says about them. In 49, وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانٍ وَتَخْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. On that day, you will see the criminals bound together in fetters, their garments made of pitch, and fire is going to cover, وَتَخْشَى وَجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ, is going to cover their faces. This is what will happen to them. That God may recompense, لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ. That day is the day of jaza, day of judgment, day of recompense. Every soul is going to be recompensed, some of them with goodness, some of them with punishment, with what they deserve. That God may recompense every soul for that which it has earned, surely God is swift in reckoning. Now some people say, how long it would take him? Because there are billions of people standing there, and God is the judge, and God is the one who's going to judge them and recompense them. How long it will take? For God, it takes nothing. It takes nothing for God. Let me ask you this question if you have doubt. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, if you would say to any community that there is a person sitting somewhere in his home, in his office, in his studio, and there are thousands of people, in some cases millions, watch him through a screen, would people believe you? They would never believe you. But now it is happening. Now it is happening. One person is speaking. One person could speak somewhere on earth. Billions, billions, not millions, billions of people can listen to him and watch him and see him and follow him. An event that takes place. Some events, political, sport, social, someone is singing, someone is dancing, someone is praying. Millions, sometimes billions of people are following him at once, in one instance. 100 years ago, people did not believe that. It would be the same. How God is going to judge all of us, several billions, several billions. It could be 20, 30, 50, I really don't know. What would the population of earth be when we perish? Because every day we have 372,000 people are born, every single day. So look at the increase in our population, in the population of earth. How many God is going to judge, and how he's going to do that at once, judging all of them? He knows, and we will see that. We will see that. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَلِيُنذَرُوا بِهِ وَلِيَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. This is a proclamation. God says this is a proclamation unto mankind, that they may be warned thereby, and that they may know that He is the one God, and that the possessors of intellect might be reminded. Those who have intellect. But those who do not have intellect are not going to be reminded, are not going to listen, are not going to understand, are not going to believe. Only those who have intellect. And this is why throughout this book, God says, this book is a reminder for those ulul albab, for those who possess intellect and a brain and reason, and they use their reason. But if they want to sleep and they don't use their reason, they are not going to follow. We concluded, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, chapter 14, Surah Ibrahim. Ramadan Mubarak on all of you, my dear brothers and sisters. Inshallah, we see you every night, beginning Friday, the 24th, April 24th at 9 p.m. Before that, we have Dua Al-Iftitah at 8:40, and the lecture is going to be at 9 p.m. inshallah. As I said, according to Ayatollah Sistani, the beginning of Ramadan is Saturday, the 25th. However, the moon has not been seen by naked eyes in Southern California, but it has been seen by binoculars. For those of you who follow that group of jurists who permit binoculars, their Ramadan is a Friday. But for those who follow Ayatollah Sistani, Ramadan is going to be Saturday. May Allah accept Ramadan, the fasting, the du'as, the prayers from you. My friend, the spirit of Ramadan is important. Now, when it begins, is it important or not? It is. It is. But what is more important, my friends, the spirit of humility, the spirit of acceptance, the spirit of getting together and worshipping God and seeking repentance. May Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.